Well, hello there. Put my coffee down. Welcome to your next video. This video is all about MOG, M-O-G. Do you have any idea what M-O-G means? If you read the title, maybe I gave it away, but maybe I kind of kept it hidden. Hey, before I talk about what M-O-G is, how are your training going? You know, how's your swimming, biking, running, strength training, yoga, whatever you're doing? How's it going? Are you feeling like you're making any changes? You know, I've been giving you some tips to try this, to try that, try some stretching, try these drills. Is any of this working? Any of it working? I find that, you know, as an athlete, you're at a certain level and you want to get to this level, right? And to make that step is sometimes really difficult, but you try and try and try. And it can be very frustrating when you are trying and you don't feel like you make any progress. Here's one story for me. Years ago, my big thing was I really wasn't a very good swimmer. Or I thought in my head I wasn't that good of a swimmer and I wanted to get better. And my coach at the time said, Todd, you always got to work on your catch. Catch is this part right there, is the catch position. So I used to try, get it. I used to try and try and try. I couldn't get it. And then my coach said, hey, try this. So I had that in my head. And then another swimmer beside me said, hey, Todd, why don't you try that? And halfway through the workout, I'm swimming along and I go, I kid you not, the sun, the clouds broke, a rainbow came down, the music went, ah, and I was swimming along. I go, oh man, I got it. And I felt so good. I go, this is what it feels like to have a good catch position. And you know what? I enjoyed that moment while it lasted. And then before you know it, it was gone. So that moment of greatness was MOG, moment of greatness. Maybe you've experienced it yourself when you're swimming, biking, or running. What happens is you're doing your normal thing, and then you think about something, you try something, and then before you know it, you're like, hey, this feels really good, right? And then before you know it, oh, it's gone. What was it? So it's just a moment. It's almost like a glimpse of this is where you could be, and you're not quite there yet. And that's a moment of greatness. Now, when that happens, I want you to do this. I want you to get out your notebook, get out your pen. Have you bought a notebook? Everyone has a pen. I like having a notebook and pen because you can actually get out and write it out. Like, I know we live in an electronic world, but there's something about turning the pages, opening up that cap, putting it on, and writing it out that I think is just a little bit more in touch with ourselves than typing it out. But if you just want to type it out, that's cool too. But I like a book. Anyhow, my point is, when you have your moment of greatness, I want you to be super aware of all the details surrounding that moment, because it's very important. Because what we want to learn from this moment, so you can take it, so the next time you're doing this activity, you can try to get into that moment of greatness, but then you make it a little bit longer. And each time you work out, you want that to a little longer, a little longer, a little longer, until it becomes your normal, natural way of doing things. So, in your book and your pen, here are some things I want you to pay attention to. What was your warm-up? What drill were you doing? What were you wearing? What were you thinking? Did someone say something to you to try something different? Write down as much detail as possible so that you can get back into this moment of greatness. This was just a short video, but I think it's an important video because we all have these small moments in training where you go, oh my gosh, that was fantastic. If only I could make it last longer. And the whole idea of training is to get you to a point where you can make your training more efficient and efficient, and so that you become, you feel like you have a moment of greatness the workout. Now, the tricky thing with this is when you make your moment of greatness your norm, then it doesn't feel as great. Because when you're at this level, going up to here, it feels good. But when you're up here and you already do that level, well, it's just normal. So then you need to go from here up to that next level. So it's a little bit tricky in making the next progressions, but it's worth it. And so again, I recommend you to get that book out, write some notes down, like what was happening. Pay very close attention to it. And if by chance you can't remember, That's okay, because your moment of greatness is going to happen again. I promise you it's going to happen again. I can remember with some of mine, like even that one where I did this, the catch position swimming, I sometimes go back to my notes and I go, well, what was going on? What was I thinking about? Because I want to get that back. And sometimes I go, okay, I was using a pull buoy. I was thinking about this. I was going at this speed. And you know what? I can get it back. So it's definitely worthwhile for you to do that. Hey, that's it for this video. I hope you enjoyed the tip. Please take some time out and think about your moment of greatness. And in your next workout, I hope you experience a great moment for yourself. Okay, this is Coach Dodd. I will see you in the next video. Bye-bye.